Time to talk about exams. Are you ready for this, Craig? When was the last time you had to take an exam? It's been a while.
Right? It's been a while.
But you have to know that if you have children, sometimes you get yourself back into the studying habits and determining how that's all coming and figuring out whether your students are the same student you were or a different student. To get help for your student, we've got education expert Barbara Dianis joining us this morning to talk about her new book called Grade Transformer for the Modern Student. This is the upper high school edition. Good morning, Barbara. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Good morning.
What is your background in education?
Well, I have 21 years in classroom experience, and I've taught all the way up from pre-K through 12th grade. And I'm certified pre-K through 12th grade, and I have social education certification as well as language learning disorders and regular education.
So tell me about the grade transformers. What made you decide I got to put this in the book to help parents and students focus on those tests? And
the reason I chose to put it in a book is the students that I was teaching, the 11th and 12th graders, so often if they start to fall academically, they don't know how to help themselves. And they need strategies and techniques to help them be able to be the student that they were designed to be and to reach their academic potential. And also, we as a nation have too many students dropping out of high school, one every 26 seconds.
Well, that's a large number, and it's obviously a devastating career choice for their future. Let's talk about getting some help for students. We just got through the midterm exams that many students were taking, but it's never too late to start getting some good study techniques. Talk about, I guess, when to start studying and what you need to have good success in your academic.
Well, I found through my years of teaching high school students that the students who typically perform the best are the ones who are consistent with their studying. That they still, whether it's a new unit, new year, new unit, new chapter to be studied, that they take every day, just even whatever it is, 45 minutes or whatever it is that they need to do in order to learn the material, that they just study all their classes several minutes a day, maybe totaling up to about 45 minutes, and they just review slowly over time because the brain needs time to take new information, especially at the volume they're getting it at this level, and take that and commit it from short-term memory to long-term memory and where they'll be able to access it on a test or access in any type of learning situation where they're going to need to access information.
Barbara, sometimes students sort of study when they feel they need to for that upcoming test, but you're recommending they just pretty much set a regular routine.
Absolutely, because even if it's just even 30 minutes a day extra, any type of regular routine will help them become better students and reach their academic potential. And that doesn't have to be at the same time every day. It needs to be tailored to whatever events they might have or extracurricular or sports activities. But as long as they have something that they design their study plan around, at least depending on what their grades are and what their goals are, that it is something that they do on a daily basis, they will see a direct payout and reward for that.
Now, obviously, if you're dealing with students that struggle, there's no real enjoyment in it. How do you bring some fun back to studying so that it starts a snowball effect of becoming more studying because it's more fun and it's able more reward, that type of thing?
Well, students who struggle, they still can have really fun learning. Cause most of my students, when they entered into my classroom, were really struggling. And learning for them wasn't fun, and it was difficult, and they didn't understand how to break down large amounts of material into smaller parts that they could understand. And so I found with my students, if I brought fun into learning, where I might drill them in like a game show format, and parents can do that with hosting a small study group, and they can have the kids make their own little game show formats. And if they start thinking it's a game or a contest, they find themselves more actively engaged in the learning process. And they can even make flashcard games out of their vocabulary. They can have games where they're learning new words and they write a couple synonyms on a whiteboard or something to describe that word until they really master those new vocabulary words or the new concepts.
We're talking today with Barbara Dianis. The book is called Grade Transformer for the Modern Student. This is the upper high school edition. what's the parents' involvement and how much involvement should the parents have at this age of the child's education?
Well, at this stage of the game, you don't want the parent to be a helicopter parent or a snowplow parent, which is the new one of the newer terms, and that's the one that wants to snowplow everything, all challenges out of the way of their student. But you want the parent who is a present parent, who shows that they are interested in their child's or student's education, checking their grades online with them once or twice a week, and then saying, let's just drill on this. Hand me your notes. Let's see what you know. And making it fun, and maybe even just letting them earn small rewards of something they might want to do or something to reward them for their study time. And then making sure that they are really are studying, that there's a place in their house with a crate with all the materials that they need, and that they just kind of peruse and walk by to make sure that studying is really occurring and that they're not just on their electronic devices texting or doing other activities.
Barbara, can someone who's perhaps heading into their junior or senior year in high school who hasn't really devoted time, developed study habits in the past, is there still time for them to pick up their game, so to speak?
Absolutely, because that I found that with my own students. Once they started learning how to learn and understanding that they could keep pace with their peers academically and started studying, their grades really improved pretty rapidly. And what I found in my own work and all my own studies is the students who keep pace and keep going their junior and senior year, and especially the ones their senior year after they've been accepted maybe into college, the ones that keep pace can really find themselves in a different quartile of their class rank, because there'll be the ones that say, I'm in college, I've worked hard, I'm just going to kind of coast to the finish line. And so you sometimes see a dramatic shifting of the class ranks based on work and work ethics and just really working at that, again, the consistent studying.
Any tips for students who don't seem at certain points to be, put it lightly, relate well to the teacher so that the teacher's, it doesn't have a negative impact on their studying or their classwork?
Essentially at this level, I had to teach my students, they have to separate themselves from the teacher as far as in their mind and work on the material and not bring in, feelings about the teacher, but really work and understand that this is your time, your moment, your academic future. And if you really look at learning the material for the sake of learning, that has really helped my students to be able to, just kind of shake off those negative feelings or negative ideas that they may have, sensed from teachers.
What kind of benefit do you think you get from interacting with the other students? Because I remember growing up, sometimes the teacher would do something, he'd like go, you'd turn your head like a dog and go, what? And then you'd turn to your friend and he'd go, it's like this. And then you're like, oh, now I understand. There's sometimes a different way of getting the information to you.
Absolutely. Peer teaching and study groups are so vital to kids, especially those that are struggling. And it's good for all students because one student might understand it, a concept and be able to break it down differently than the teacher can to another student, and both students are learning at the same time. And if they're in a study group and they're all enjoying and interacting with the learning, you find learning really accelerates.
The book is called Grade Transformer for the Modern Student. This is the upper high school edition. I guess you also have a lower high school edition too, which kind of sets the stage for this too.
And one more point I'd like to really bring out as well is students need to, even if they've studied the night before and studied for several hours before a test or for the day, if they will get up and review the next morning even 5 to 10 minutes and look over those notes, they will find they are able to access the information more effectively in a test-taking situation.
Well, and you bring something up I'm curious about. Do you have in your book, do you have techniques on good note-taking?
Absolutely. It goes through good note-taking, what to do when you don't know what to do, and it breaks down learning in all academic areas into manageable parts.
If people want to get a hold of the book or find out more about things that you do, or kind of follow that path? What's a good way for them to get a hold of you?
Well, they can go to Amazon to get a hold of the book, or barnesandnoble.com, and they can also go to my website, which is Dianis, D-I-A-N-I-S, education.com.
Barbara Dianis for the book, Grade Transformer for the Modern Student. This is the upper high school edition. Thanks for sharing the time and some tips. We appreciate it this morning.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful day.
You too.